Today we're going to talk a little bit about nasal vowels in French. What is a nasal vowel? Well, you pronounce it as if you've got the cold, your nose is blocked. And there's always the presence of the letter N after the vowel concerned. Okay, let's start with the very first word you probably learned in French, which is A, the word for A or one, and that's a U-N. There aren't very many examples of this particular one. There's the word, the colour, brun. The day of the week, lundi. You also get it with a U-M, for example, parfum, le parfum, for perfume. And humble, for humble. Listen to Laure giving you some examples of the un nasal sound.
Un, brun. Brun, commun, lundi, le parfum, humble.
You get this if you have U, N followed by another consonant like D as in lundi, or U, M on its own, or followed by B as in humble. You don't have a nasal if the N is immediately followed by a vowel. For example, the other word for one is une, U-N-E, une, and that's not a nasal. Université, U-N's followed by I, so that's not a nasal either. L'univers, the universe, and so on. Let's listen to Laure saying some examples, comparing the two.
Un, une, brun, brune, brun, brune. Un, l'université, lundi, la lune.
Now, if you're not sure whether it's a nasal or not, you can always look up the dictionary. If you look up the French side of the dictionary, look up your word. Over the vowel, if you see this, the wiggle called a tilde, that's like the sign you get over an N in Spanish, mañana. If you see a tilde over the vowel, then it is a nasal. If there's no tilde or wiggle, the non-technical term, it's not a nasal vowel. The other thing you can do is, if you're on the internet, then you could go to a database of sounds. I'll give you the link for that, and listen to the word said, which is even better. There are four nasal sounds altogether. We're going to have a look at the second one today as well, and it's the one that you get basically with the letters I, N, and the sound of that is A. It's very similar to the other one we've just done, A. I can't hear the difference. Most people can't, but it does have a different phonetic symbol and different spelling. The basic is I, N, and that could be an I, N at the end of the word, like le vin. Wine, la fin, the end, le dessin, art, le cousin, cousin. You could also have IN followed by another consonant like mince for thin, le prince, or at the beginning, intéressant, interesting, intelligent, intelligent. You can also have IM, not so many examples of that one, but the word faim for hunger, j'ai faim, I'm hungry. And at the beginning, impossible, important. Also le timbre, the stamp, and sympa for nice person, nice. Okay, as well as the basic IN or IM, you can also have AIN for this one. So we've got the word for hand, la main. Bread, le pain, train, le train, A third combination of letters is EIN, as in the word for full, plein, painting, la peinture. Words that have IEN, like bien, also have that one, bien, chien, rien. OIN as well, le coin, le point. And that's the corner and the dot, the full stop. And an EN at the end of a word like l'examen for the exam and moyen for average. Listen now to Laure sing some of these words for you.
Le vin, la fin, le dessin, le cousin, le coussin, le matin, enfin, mince, le prince, intéressant, intelligent, le printemps, 5, 20, 15, le pingouin, le dauphin, le raisin, impossible, important, le timbre, sympa, la main, le pain, le train, le refrain, prochain, sain, plein, la peinture, la ceinture, enceinte, bien, combien, rien, le chien, ancien, le coin, le point, l'examen, moyen.
Okay. We said it was basically IN was the sign for this. If IN, however, is followed by a vowel, it's not going to be a nasal. So we've got le dessin, which is the word for art, but there's a verb dessiner, I-N-E-R. Similarly, le cousin is the cousin, but if you make the female cousin by adding an e on, it's la cousine, so no nasal for the feminine form. Also, if you have a double N, for example, moyen is the masculine form for average, the feminine form's got a double N, e, moyenne. And if it's ing, there are some English words used in French called franglais, like le parking, le camping. They're not nasal either, they're just pronounced the way the French think the English speak. Let's listen to Laure giving you some comparing the ones that are nasal with the ones that have an E or another vowel and they're not nasal.
Dessin, dessiné, prochain, prochaine, jardin, jardiné, plein, pleine, moyen, moyenne, le cousin, la cousine, le mien, la mienne, la fin, finissez.
I think that's enough for one session. Next time we'll look at the remaining two nasal vowel sounds. Au revoir et bonne chance.